Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy with a high of only about 39 degrees. Been a bit of an uptick in the reported sightings of coyotes in and around the village of Wind Point. That according to the village's December newsletter. As a result, residents are being advised not to feed the coyotes or any other wildlife and to keep trash containers secured with tight lids. It is also being suggested that people stay close to their pets when they're outdoors. Folks are also being reminded that the discharge of firearms or using bows and arrows within the Wind Point area is illegal. Championship weekend in college football includes the Badgers tomorrow night against Penn State in the Big Ten Championship. Fingers crossed, though, that something weird might happen to maybe get Wisconsin into the national semifinals.
The Washington Huskies and Colorado Buffaloes battle tonight in the Pac-12 Championship game in Santa Clara, California. Washington needs a win to stay in the race for the college football playoff. A Huskies loss could open the door to a team like Penn State as the Nittany Lions face the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten Championship in Indianapolis. The Clemson Tigers also need a win to stay in contention, and they face the Virginia Tech Hokies in the ACC title game in Orlando. Number one Alabama is probably safe for college football's Final Four either way as the Crimson Tide take on Florida in the SEC Championship. The Big Ten, ACC, and SEC Championships are tomorrow night. I'm Joe Ramsey.
As you heard, Wisconsin not being given much of a chance against Penn State. The most Instagram place in the state of Wisconsin is Lambeau Field, according to USA Today. Second on the list, UW-Madison, followed by Miller Park in Milwaukee, Devil's Lake State Park, and the Milwaukee Art Museum at number 5. In the overall history of radio broadcasting in America, WRJN in Racine is one of the pioneers, soon to be celebrating 90 years of informing and entertaining the community. In just a few short days, WRJN will be turning 90 years old. And for the next week, you're going to be hearing feature reports on our newscast about just some of what was on the air over the last 9 decades. Unfortunately, there are no recordings of those early times beginning in December 1926, when the concept of radio in Racine was just being created. Ken Hegard, though, was a staff announcer at WRJN from the 1930s into 1940. He mentioned live plays that he and the staff did during an interview in early 1981.
I remember Dick Conrad then was our program director, and the three or four of us would take over and do 10, 12 different parts in a half hour.
On our 80th anniversary live broadcast at Memorial Hall, 88-year-old Al Burgemeister talked about beginning with WRJN in 1936 and the work he did at studios we had at the time in Kenosha.
I was the junior announcer. And I did a melody matinee from 3 to 3:30 p.m. popular variety dance music.
Also in the 30s to around 1940, Herb Mann Jr.
We had play-by-play broadcasts. We had opinions of the passerby, the man on the street, right under the clock. We'll meet you at 12 o'clock.
And a very popular show that came along on WRJN, the Ladies' Air Journal with Isabel Monk.
The greatest highlights were when I interviewed Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt. I can see why she was known as the world's first lady.
And back in those early days, it was a lot of national network programming, like NBC's Fibber McGee and Molly, sponsored for many years by Racine's S.E. Johnson.
The Johnson Wax Administration Building, Molly. Frank Lloyd Wright designed it.
Frank Lloyd Wright is the great modern architect.
Isn't he the guy that designs waterfalls running through your living room and tornadoes through your checkbook?
It's these kinds of memories and more that you'll be hearing over the next week on our newscasts as we celebrate the 90th anniversary of WRJN, the fourth oldest radio station in the state of Wisconsin. A new AAA survey reveals a majority of Wisconsinites believe that drinking and driving a much bigger problem here in the Badger State than anywhere else in the country. Survey by the Auto Club, the Wisconsin Bureau of Transportation Safety, and the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project had 630 people responding, more than 40% admitting to driving within 2 hours of having multiple drinks. UW-Madison canceling thousands of pay raises that were supposed to offset new federal overtime rules. The regulations would have forced the school to pay another $4 million in overtime. The overall history of radio broadcasting in America includes WRJN in Racine as one of the pioneers, soon celebrating 90 years of informing and entertaining the community. In just a few short days, WRJN will be turning 90 years old. And for the next week, you're going to be hearing feature reports on our newscast about just some of what was on the air over the last 9 decades. Unfortunately, there are no recordings of those early times beginning in December 1926, when the concept of radio in Racine was just being created. Ken Hegard, though, was a staff announcer at WRJN from the 1930s into 1940. He mentioned live plays that he and the staff did during an interview in early 1981.
I remember Dick Conrad then was our program director, and the three or four of us would take over and do 10, 12 different parts in a half hour.
On our 80th anniversary live broadcast at Memorial Hall, 88-year-old Al Burgemeister talked about beginning with WRJN in 1936 and the work he did at studios we had at the time in Kenosha.
I was the junior announcer. And I did a melody matinee from 3 to 3:30 p.m., popular variety dance music.
Also in the 30s to around 1940, Herb Mann Jr.
We had play-by-play broadcasts. We had opinions of the passerby, the man on the street, right under the clock. We'll meet you at 12 o'clock.
And a very popular show that came along at WRJN, the Ladies Air Journal, with Isabel Monk.
The greatest highlights were when I interviewed Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt. I can see why she was known as the world's first lady.
And back in those early days, it was a lot of national network programming, like NBC's Fibber McGee and Molly, sponsored for many years by Racine's S.E. Johnson.
The Johnson Wax Administration Building, Molly. Frank Lloyd Wright designed it.
Frank Lloyd Wright is the great modern architect.
Isn't he the guy that designs waterfalls running through your living room and tornadoes through your checkbook?
It's these kinds of memories and more that you'll be hearing over the next week on our newscast as we celebrate the 90th anniversary of WRJN, the fourth oldest radio station in the state of Wisconsin. A Kenosha County farmer who was charged with mistreating animals causing death after dozens of dead calves were found on his two farms has been sentenced to 18 months of probation by Judge Bruce Schrader. 32-year-old Jeffrey Schmeckel was to have gone on trial Monday of this week on three felony counts of mistreating animals and seven misdemeanor counts of intentionally not providing adequate shelter or sanitation. He instead took a plea agreement that included Schmeckel paying more than $5,900 restitution before the sentencing on Thursday. He was charged after 80 dead calves and several other live animals were found in terrible conditions on his properties in Brighton and in Paris. President-elect Donald Trump may be coming back to Wisconsin in the next couple of weeks to say thank you. He's traveling the country now as part of a campaign-style tour, thanking the voters, Governor Walker indicating to a crowd near Green Bay that the president-elect is looking forward to returning to the Badger State. Wisconsin's Family Council, charged by Governor Walker with strengthening families, is recommending that high school kids be taught about family planning and that moms and dads in prisons be taught how to be better parents. Those are among the 12 suggestions from that commission, which also is recommending more access to school vouchers and a tax credit for married couples. Commission does not indicate, though, just how much all of those plans might cost. It might be getting a little bit easier to buy concert or sports tickets at face value in the near future, at least if the full Congress can find an agreement on that. Here's reporter T.J. Coutini with a story.
The U.S. Senate has passed the Better Online Ticket Sales, or BOTS Act, which would prohibit the use of computer software to automate large quantities of ticket purchases by scalpers. The law would also give the Federal Trade Commission the authority to go after violators who use this software to buy up large numbers of seats to resell them at a huge profit. The bill must now be reconciled with a House version that has already passed. I'm TJ Coutini.
And there's a new study out that finds more than one-third of Americans do not get enough sleep, and that is costing the economy more than $400 billion a year. It appears the Racine Unified School District Administration is getting ready to share a new and improved plan for school start and end times. The Board of Education has a work session scheduled Monday night, and the district's chief communications officer, Stacy Tapp, confirms the proposal will be shared first with the board, then the public. It was last year that RUSD did an online survey of the community about start and stop times for schools, and based on the results, the decision was made to wait a year, revising the original plan based on feedback from families and students and staff. City of Racine Plan Commission this week giving its unanimous approval to a conditional use permit for the Wolf Dog Daycare and Kennel Boarding Facility, located northeast of Regency Mall in what more recently was an emergency site for the Wisconsin Humane Society, but which began as a tire and automotive service location. Samantha Cooper explained that there were separate areas inside for big dogs and little dogs, just like the areas fenced in dog parks.
Both the exterior doors are completely fenced in, so any of the dogs go, other than the front two, if anybody goes through a door, they're in a fenced-in area.
Okay.
We have it sectioned off so that right now we don't have access to the large dog park because we want to make sure that's completely secure before we go out there with the little dogs.
Okay.
But we do go out with them every 2 hours, more or less, depending on the weather. And with the garage doors, we can leave those open so we have access in and out with them all day.
The site is being leased. The business to run 24/7. It'll be open to the public from 6 in the morning till midnight. Enough kennels for 75 dogs. Governor Walker, he wants to invest in another $35.5 million for broadband expansion and technology programs in the rural parts of Wisconsin. During a stop in Seymour, the governor said it's an issue he has been hearing about quite a bit during his listening sessions.
It's a challenge not only for attracting and retaining businesses, but as well talent for employees who have an expectation that they're going to get access to high-speed internet connections, and even for tourism attractions.
The internet broadband expansion plan also would eliminate licensing or fees required by state agencies to get work done faster. And a man who smashed his car into a Waukesha County house on Thanksgiving Day now facing his fifth operating while intoxicated charge. State trooper clocked the vehicle at more than 100 miles per hour. Justin Murphy was picked up later walking along a roadway. He was convicted back in 2004 on his fourth OWI offense. If he gets number five, it could get him up to 6 years in prison. More than 2,000 full-time employees work at Amazon in Kenosha. It's a company that's grown to become a major reliable retailer in the area. It's especially busy right now with the holiday shopping season in full swing. On the heels of Cyber Monday, the Kenosha Fulfillment Center's general manager, Mike Stone, says not only are the hourly wages quite competitive at Amazon, but the fringe benefits continue to attract a lot of good workers.
We look at that on an annual basis. And we're very, very competitive in our wages, whichever market that we're in. But again, I think the benefits are something that really put us over the top.
Those benefits include health insurance and tuition reimbursement of up to $3,000 for an associate's degree or an educational certificate of some sort.
Like, I would love to say that this is going to be the long-term career for every single person that works here, but that's maybe not the case. So it's something where we're aware of that and we want to give people options. So it may be something that where, hey, in the Kenosha area, you know, maybe CDL licenses are something that's really in demand. And we want to provide that for our associates so they can take advantage of those opportunities.
Gateway Technical College recently teaming up with Amazon for the creation of a classroom at the work site, though course offerings have yet to be announced. U.S. unemployment rate, it fell to a 9-year low last month. Scott Carr with the latest numbers.
Employers added a solid 178,000 jobs in November, nearly matching the average monthly gains this year. But average hourly pay slipped after a solid gain the previous month. Overall pay increases have been modest over the past year. A drop in the unemployment rate to 4.6% was not for the best reason. Government analysts say many of the unemployed gave up looking for work. The report's mixed signals point to possible challenges for the incoming Trump administration. On the surface, steady job gains and a low unemployment rate suggest a healthy economy. But weak pay increases and fewer Americans working or looking for work could point to long-term challenges. Scott Carr, Washington.
Problems with seatbelts forcing yet another automotive recall. Ford today announcing it'll recall some 650,000 of the Ford and Lincoln sedans because of cables in seatbelt anchor pretensioners, which can separate during a crash. More than 602,000 of the vehicles are in the U.S. Ford says it is aware of just two crashes and two injuries connected with the problem. Says dealers will inject a coating into the front seatbelt anchor pretensioners to protect the cables that help to restrain occupants. And the 2016 Wisconsin Executive Residence Holiday Tours near Madison start tomorrow. Visitors with a chance to view decorations donated by designers from businesses all across the state, first floor main rooms of the residence. After Saturday, the tours will also be available December the 7th, the 8th, the 10th, the 14th, and the 15th. No cost to go in, but parties of 20 or more, you're asked to make reservations. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.